Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
What did you just say? Yeah, I know. I was aware of that.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I told you beginning
just
and end of the show.
Just tack it on, Bryn.
Don't worry, he will. He'll find a way. Bryn loves to make us work.
I'm a messenger.
No, you're
not.
I can't.
Lying
don't
liar.
Shoot the messenger.
Hey, everyone. Wouldn't a trip to Hawaii make the stress in your life feel a little bit better?
How about instead of kicking bottle caps off of bottles, you start kicking back some of those things back to the salespeople?
Yeah,
kick it right
that?
Back.
Kick it back. Sure.
Kick it back at them.
Kick it right back with a make good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You and your bottle caps.
Well, Vinny,
kick that paper right back at them. Kick it into the elevator and send it down to the second floor.
Like, Vinny, I think you're just making things up. It's mean spirit. It's just like you're getting my hopes up.
Leave those papers in the elevator.
All right, let's please.
Somebody else
please,
pick them up.
Just island time. Give all me right. some island music. I want some Alani music. Yeah. You're getting me all riled up, man. Stressful. Stressful week.
Well, there's like 40 commercials to do for vacation. Like 40 of them.
Well, then don't take vacation. How about that?
We haven't.
I know. Please. This cannot happen again where we go this far without taking a vacation.
I know.
Because I think it wears on me, I've
well,
noticed.
Don't worry. The back half of the year.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be taking some vacation coming up here. We saved it all up.
Right.
Anywho.
Where were we?
Is that when I got high? All right.
What
was that?
Nothing. It was nothing.
Right now.
Chilling here.
Everyone chill. Right.
Hawaii.
Just give me a Mai Tai. And a hammock. And a shady palm tree. Right now, call number 9 at 800-400-3697. That's wrong. Call number 97 right now. Instantly wins. Listen, I'm just relaxed. I'm leaving things off. Let me try. I'm going to start over. Right now. Thank you. Right now, call number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for our grand prize vacation for four to Aulani Resort. What's Aulani Resort? Well, that's a Disney resort. A one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Oh, my God. Doesn't that sound like heaven?
Yes, it does.
You and your whole family. Or not. Or just bring, your three closest friends. There's no rules of who you have to bring. All week long, all during the day, at 9, noon, 3, and 5, we have chances to get qualified for this. Last week's winner, Mindy from Santa Rosa.
Mm-hmm. Mindy.
Mindy won a trip. That's it. She's going to Aulani. Kind of jealous of Mindy right now. Oh, my God. That music just died. Yeah, just croaked on me.
Like your dreams of trying to go.
Thanks, Yuzi. Anyway, if you're calling number 97 right now, you have a chance, and you get that Disney gift card. So call now. Riley's got the phones. Mm-hmm. He's a very friendly young man.
Yeah.
Our text number is the same number you call when you're trying to win stuff. It's 800-400-3697. You enter that into the phone number spot, and then you enter in your message.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, Vinny is my favorite on the show. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. And then you hit send. And
something
then there
like
it
that.
Is.
Could be, right. Could be anything.
Could
really.
Be anything. Or it could be that.
Yeah. It could be.
My wife bought some, this is from 408, my wife bought some activity books for the next grade for our kids to do in the summer, and we give them a reward for every book they finish, like a trip to the beach and such.
Oh.
It works
that
well.
That is a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Also, when I was a kid, I used to play school all the time. It would have been great to have activity books to torture my brother and sister
Were you
with.
The teacher?
Oh, hell yeah, I was the teacher. What are you, crazy? I was the teacher.
Oh, gosh.
I had two students, John and Tina. And they were bad students. They had extra homework every night.
They. Oh, God. You
That's
were
it. You guys
a
have
terrible
to,
sister.
You have to write a term
you
paper
were
now.
A terrible sister.
No wonder you try so hard to make up for it now, Sarah.
I know. I do try hard. You know what? We're actually very close, so something
now,
went right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You're putting them up right now. They live with you.
Not Tina. And Tina loves me. And I was the worst to Tina. Mm-hmm. It was always me and John against Tina.
408 says, in quotes, "Losing minutes by the second, heart emoji."
Yeah, that was cute.
It's so obvious.
I'm losing minutes by the second. That's what they come in,
right?
In seconds. I just thought that is genius. He doesn't even realize what a genius he is.
Vinny, grammar. Kids said or say, not go.
No, forget you. We're just talking. We talk for a living, blah, 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 all day long. You talk all day and have no one judge your grammar.
Quavo actually is pronounced Quavo. Sarah was right.
I didn't even know.
Right.
I don't even want to take credit for it because it's not, I didn't know. If you'd put a gun to my head, I wouldn't have been able to definitively say how you say that guy's name.
Well, you did well, Sarah.
Quavo. Gold.
I was listening to an old podcast going to sleep and dreamt that I was at Vinny's wedding and Denise Richards showed up from the Hamptons, messed up on drugs, wanting Vinny to party with her. All of a sudden, I knew karate. I got her out of there and saved the day. High fives left and right. The best dream ever.
Wow. All of a sudden, I knew karate. It's cool. And all of a sudden,
that is cool.
You realize you know something in a dream. Like, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for spoiling Titanic for me. I was going to watch it this weekend.
Okay.
Now I know who dies.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't get attached to that one guy. She won't share the door with him.
Oh, my God. Please save Sarah's emoji song. It's pure gold.
Oh, no. Do not save that.
Save
oh,
that.
My God. Don't save it. It's save not
it.
Even. It's not good. At least let me
save
figure
it.
Out some words for it.
Saving.
No. Stop
save.
It.
Where's the save button? Oh, there. Got it.
Think.
Oh, can't do anything on this show. Freaking cursed.
707. Wow. Vinny's my favorite on the show.
Thank you.
510. Vinny's my favorite on the show. I love him so much.
That hurts my feelings.
408. Vinny's my favorite on the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm super like butt sore over that.
Vinny's the best. Vinny's
Jesus.
My favorite on the show.
Oh boy.
Vinny's my favorite on the show.
Oh my God. Can I go on vacation now? Just shove an emoji. Right up.
What? Where?
Nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Where the sun don't shine.
Tate and LaBianca were two different sets of murders, two different groups of people, two different houses, two different nights.
Oh, they went on a spree? I thought it all happened in one night.
That couple
That's
was
crazy.
Killed after Sharon Tate in another house.
Oh, nearby? So
Apparently.
This isn't the house that they're next door to in the movie?
No.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about the LaBianca murder.
I remember about the LaBianca.
Well, I remember hearing that name. I didn't realize he was a supermarket chain owner. Mm. I guess you hear about the Sharon Tate one because she was a star.
Right.
Well, and don't forget.
And pregnant. And...
Right. Oh, God, horrible.
Mm-hmm. While these stories are pop culture and they're news, they're not something you studied in U.S. history.
No.
So it's not like you should have known exactly.
Right.
What order these things went down
I didn't even
in,
know
or...
there was more than one night. I thought they just went on this. They went in and killed everyone in that house.
So it depends on your experience with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you were, how old would you have been?
Oh, I don't know. Was it like 69 or 70?
So you were 3-2?
72? I don't know.
Whatever it was, you were a little kid.
Oh, hold on. It's the 50th anniversary. So it's... 69.
No, it was 71. The murders happened in 71.
Oh,
the 50th anniversary is the moon landing.
No, but they just said
Sharon Tate was 69.
So you're telling me he was on the at large for 2 years after that?
Oh yes. Okay, so was Manson family August 8th and 9th, 1969.
There you go.
Okay.
So you were 2, 3?
Oh yeah, I was just little, 3 maybe.
So you would,
oh yeah, 2.5.
You weren't part of that.
No, I wasn't. But you hear about it. I've heard about it my whole life. I just didn't realize it happened on more than one night. See, it's lame. I'll have another shot at that.
Okay, let's do another
shot.
No,
I got to take a minute.
Where's that song at?
We got to write some
roll
words.
On.
Don't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Stop it.
Another take.
I'm not doing it.
Again?
Roll
no,
them.
Don't do it. Please.
Take 4.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Take 5.
I'm not giving you
roll
any. No.
Well, if you're not
going to
do it, then we're going to keep this one then.
No. Oh, my God.
Take 6. Roll them.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing any more. It can only get worse.
How many takes are you going to need on this thing?
I was just doing one.
Take 7. Roll them.
Nope, I'm done. I'm all done. Forget it. Not going to do it. It's not happening.
Ah, you're so lame. All right. Well, we've got our take then.
No.
Seems like it.
Do another one.
I don't know what that last sentence was, but whatever.
I always use them in my. Oh. I couldn't fit text messages into the little. I just couldn't fit it.
Too many syllables.
It's too many syllables. I even shortened emojis to emojis.
707 says, Vinny stood in line at the Princess Comic Con. Nerd!
Oh.
I do know more about princesses than I should.
Yeah. No, you know the right amount. You have two daughters.
Right.
That is required dad knowledge if you have girls.
Vinny, your don't text and drive PSA isn't as nearly as annoying as you think. It's a great reminder that we all need. I waited to get to work before I texted this.
Right. See, Vinny, you're saving lives.
I don't think so.
Who knows what would have happened to that person if they'd looked down at their phone while highway speeding. Like you can do that here in the morning.
Yeah, right.
You had a long wait till you get to work.
Yeah, I mean, okay, don't text and drive, but at a metering light, feel free.
No.
What?
Stop it.
Can we just add that part?
No. Just keep it simple, man.
Put that phone down.
I love how he literally has one line that says, don't text and drive. But he constantly has to move his thing. He has to, like, read it.
You know what? I thought about this morning as I was putting his rundown there. And I thought, that's so funny how every morning Vinny moves the rundown to read that same line that he reads all
morning. He knows
what
it is. He wasn't even going to say it right now. And he moved the thing over so he could see it.
It reminds me what it's that I'm supposed
to
do.
You should tape it to the back of this computer.
Thinking.
Tape that little.
I can print a bigger.
Yeah.
All right, do it right now.
Yeah, do it. Type huge, four different sheets of paper. Don't text and drive.
Let's not use that many pieces of paper. Let's just use.
What are you trying to do, Sarah?
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
Oh, my God. We cut down four trees a morning for this show. Are you guys trying to save paper?
Yes, at all times I try.
510 says, really enjoying this show.
Oh, me too.
Me three.
Right up until 5 minutes ago. Okay. Oh, my God. Well, that one's going to be a classic, I can tell.
650 says, I'm driving.
Say like
Vinny
it.
Said, and then they just stopped.
Oh. What?
I hope nothing happened.
I hope they didn't get cut short. I'm driving. Vinny said, see, don't do it. Or maybe that was more like, I'm driving. Vinny said.
Right.
Don't do it, people.
Sarah, I'm with you and Vinny. I like to settle in and relax and become familiar with a vacation place.
Yeah. I can't believe 90% of people would rather do a lot of little short vacations.
I don't feel like I ever actually relax when I've been on.
It's like I'm wasting a weekend not relaxing.
Right. It's like that. It's one of the reasons why I would never want a long-distance relationship is that whole, like,
bag
they
drop.
Show up, they drop the bag, you try to scram in a ton of stuff in 2 days or
well,
one day.
Well, lots of boning, too.
Well, whatever, but you're cramming all this stuff in. There's no, like, there's no pace
right.
to that.
Right.
It's frantic. Yeah. And then it's over, and you're like, and you realize, oh, my God, I didn't get any grocery shopping done.
My house is a mess.
I have to be. I didn't do my laundry. Right. And you're like, I got to go to bed because work is 6 hours away. Mm. What kind of life is this I'm living?
Yeah.
That's not vacation.
No, it's not vacation. I'm actually really excited for this vacation. I have a wedding to go to. That's going to be fun. And then
I was once approached by a panhandler. And I had no cash. He pulled out an iPhone 10 with a card reader and said,
you're kidding me.
I could use a card or Venmo.
Ew.
WTF. I don't even have an iPhone 10.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. That's outrageous.
Vin, Tupac lived in Marin City, not Mill Valley.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are they super different?
Well, they're next door to each other.
Right. Are they super different, though?
Well, they say Marin City is not bougie.
Not bougie.
Oh, that was a different text.
Oh. Yeah, it's not stuck up. The Target's there. Actually, it was, I guess for years that was a flea market location. And then it had a Best Buy for a long time, and now it's a Target. Mm. But there's, they say they're projects. I don't know. I haven't visited anyone there.
So I really don't know.
510 says, maybe men need to get over the women belongs to him thing. Well, they married.
Say that again?
Maybe men need to get over the woman belongs to him thing. That's the guy who cut off the other guy's wiener because his wife did the other guy.
Right. Yeah, it might be less about belonging and more about invasion of the guy's staked out territory. I don't know.
Well, you do when you get married. There's some vows there that
sure.
state
I your... promise I won't let anybody else invade your territory. That place where you planted your flag, that's yours. It hurt, by the way. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But also, though, don't chop people's wieners off.
Yeah. Just
no matter
as a
what
rule,
happened to you, don't ever do
don't
that.
Don't do it. That's bad.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, we're getting it
the
taped
up. The sign's already going up.
Yeah.
Don't text and drive. Oh, look at how carefully he puts the
Can
tape
Can you
on
also, I need one more sign made. Can you do that before we're done here? Where? No. Save room for the new sign you're going to do. Put it over to the side.
Here?
What's the other sign? Okay.
The other sign says, always put $5 in Vin's coffee cup.
No, don't put
sure.
that up.
I can print that out.
Yeah,
don't,
thanks.
Don't do it. Just...
Is that a waste of paper?
What is your problem?
Because
you're
going to look at that one all the time and not see the don't text and drive one. Now, rip the little don't text and drive thing off of there. Rip the little one off.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, get rid of that. There you go.
I only got part of it.
That's fine. That's enough. That'll remind you now to look up. Oh, boy. What a mess it is over there. You know what? Let's take a break.
Give me a sign that says just give me $5.
I'm going to try and get him off that topic during the break.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, hump day.
Hump day.
Why does it feel like Friday?
You know, every day this week has felt like Friday. Because we're going on vacation next week.
All right.
Heads up, everyone. It's going to be the best of Sarah and Vinny. Anyway, we don't care because we won't be here. So have a great day. Enjoy your hump day. We hope that your life is awesome today.
That's right. Have a good one.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.